for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Oh, hey, it's Loveline, everybody. The show started at 10 for the last 250 years, yet it always has a way of sneaking up on me. Dr. Drew, board-certified internist, addiction medicine specialist, and the phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is the name of the movie we're talking about tonight. Kevin Smith is here, and Jennifer, and tell me if I mispronounced this, Schwalbach.
Perfect.
Wow. And you guys are married, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Husband and wife.
Yes.
In the studio to give it a nice plug. Kevin was nice enough to ask me to do a small part on this film, but I've heard I've been cut out since then.
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm just shocked.
Kevin, and it's like, it's certainly not by virtue of the fact that the performance wasn't that good. The performance was quite stellar.
No, please.
if it stood out too much?
No,
it stood out in bold relief.
Well, you would have thought the picture was called Jay and Adam Carolla.
To Adam every night, I would think his skill would be extraordinary.
Oh, you know what? It was. Unfortunately, he was in one of those scenes that when the movie's running long, just kind of hits the floor. But, yeah. You know, DVD, it's all you, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I see it on DVD.
I said in the director's cut he'd be on there.
That's right.
Will I actually make it into the DVD?
Oh, God, yeah. You'll be the stellar scene because it's the sequence, the one, like, end-to-end sequence that was kind of cut. Everything else is a bunch of trims within scenes, but that thing can just kind of go. Oh, it was poor writing.
That's
is what it
great.
Was.
That's great.
Wasn't you?
No, listen.
Not really.
Never you.
I don't mind. You know, this DVD format is now sort of the crash cart for people who get cut. We can bring them back to life.
Right.
Whereas before, you're just on a scrap heap. Now, even cooler. You're the talent that got cut in the movie.
It's like Cocoon, dude. You won't grow any older, and you'll never die.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, when does the DVD come out?
I'm like Wilford Brimley in that equation. Hopefully, the DVD won't come out for eons, because the movie will just play for about 2 years straight, theatrically.
We don't want to spoil the vibe of the film by...
Yeah, I mean, already you're talking about the video release, please, dude.
Right.
Theatrical,
right.
August 24th, heavens.
I was being selfish, you're right. You know, you guys were nice enough to send me a jacket.
Yes,
and
which I hear you pimped on the show one day with the Blink 182 guys.
I was wearing the jacket. Well, you know, as Drew knows, I have momentum with apparel.
Right.
Meaning certain shirts, certain shoes, certain jackets.
I'm on the
jacket,
same page with you,
They
man.
Come out of the closet and they stay there. And I don't even know how they get back in, but I will wear them day in and day out. Becomes a uniform.
For a month.
I've not taken this off in about 2 years.
Right. I was wearing this jacket day in and day out and got more feedback on it. People stopped me. And by then, you know, I was posting that I was in the movie until I was wearing the jacket one day, and some grip or some guy at the man show came up to me and broke my heart.
You sure look cool now.
Yeah. Well, now I'd like the DVD patch underneath the Jay and Silent
Absolutely.
Bob.
We'll give you the addendum patch that you put under the logo of the movie
right.
that says, see me on DVD.
Well, the point I was getting to, which is a compliment, which is just a ton of feedback on
right.
this jacket and of course, the film. And people seem to be like waiting for it to come out.
It wasn't just the style of jacket.
It was a nice, it was a handsome jacket.
It was actually a kind of pimp coat.
But
nice.
I wear jackets and shirts and hats with junk on it all the time, and nobody says anything. And this thing didn't have big letters that were
shoulders.
Just a little. Well, you know the jacket,
that's right?
Little patch.
I lived with it for a while.
She was like, "Oh, I know that jacket."
Tasteful patch on the shoulder,
yes.
And I got a ton of feedback from it.
Isn't that weird? Like you figure you've accomplished a lot in life. People come up to you, talk about your stuff, and they come up to you, they're like, "Nice jacket. I like those guys."
Where'd you get that? And when's the movie coming out?
You're like, I don't know. You know what? I don't know and I don't care.
That's me. Yeah.
right.
But now I really don't care. Before
right,
I was just being cool.
Right.
Now I mean it when I say
right.
that.
Now you like the hell with the jacket.
But were people waiting on this film? I mean, was it around the internet or something?
I think there are about 12 people out there really waiting for it, and you just bumped into all 12 of them.
Yeah, I may. And their brother. No, I mean, was this something that you were planning on for a while?
No, I mean, it's just we've made 4 movies before, and they all have attained a sort of cult status, and those characters have been in every movie we've done. So when we announced that the 5th one was going to be those guys up front and center, Jay and Silent Bob,
right?
Suddenly, you know, people were like, yes, the best part of everything you've done, front and center, which is kind of a backhanded compliment.
Right.
Because you like to think you've made some movies with depth, and people are like, great movies, want to get stoned, love Jane, Silent Bob, that kind of thing.
Right, yeah. I know. As my grandfather wrote movies and TV, and he got a nominated for Academy Award and all that good stuff. But he wrote a movie called The Mole People back in like 1956, and that's all anyone ever wants to talk to him about. Just right. Geeks wanting him to sign Mole People posters. Right. He hates it, but I think much like, I don't know, Bob Denver's come to grips with the Gilligan character. Yeah. I think eventually you embrace it.
Yeah, I think like even Nimoy, first he wrote the book I Am Not Spock, and then years later he wrote, you know what, I am Spock. So I've never had that Nimoy relationship with the character where I'm like, I am not Silent Bob, I'll take it.
This movie has a zillion cameos and a lot of big names in it. And it seems like a cool film that people wanted to do. Was that what you found?
Yeah. I mean, you did it, right? We called you, and you were like, I'm there.
Yeah, it was great. My agent was like, listen, no money, great exposure. Now, one of those equations has been yanked out.
No money, no exposure. What you didn't hear was he said great right. DVD exposure.
That's right.
But yeah, there was this great cameos in the flick, and most of the people we'd worked with before, like Jason Mewes, who plays Jay,
right?
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Chris Rock, Jason Lee, George Carlin. We'd worked with those guys in previous flicks in varying degrees.
But it's a real nice compliment that they hear you're doing a film and right. then say, oh yeah, absolutely.
I tend to call in a lot of favors. You know, I was, me and my producer, Scott Mosier, were executive producers on Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
We got that into Miramax, and it got made and kind of made Ben and Matt. So
right.
Anytime I make a movie, I just remind them of that very gently, very subtly.
They're glad to do it.
That's what they say to you, honey, but to me, nothing. To me, it's just like, when will you let us free of this debt?
Yeah, help
no,
me.
No, no.
How many of your flaming turds do we have to be involved with before you can let us finally rest?
See, now you
rest?
Sound exactly like Affleck. I'll have a place for you in the next picture.
All right. Well, I think Kevin came on the show years ago.
Yes.
A good 4 years
Chasing
ago.
Amy, yeah.
And I made him promise to put me in one of his films.
And I did do it.
Doggone it, he tried.
Yeah. I succeeded. It just, you know.
Filming the camera or not. The point is I was called out to the set.
Basically, it was an elaborate charade. I was just like, folks, I have a debt that I owe Adam Carolla that I mentioned once in a radio show many years ago.
Let's
just
get it
pretend
over with.
We're shooting, okay?
That's right. But don't worry, Ben Affleck is coming by to pay the fiddler later. So what comes around goes around, kiddies. Mark?
Yes.
You're 23.
That's correct.
What's up?
Well, I had a couple exciting experiences, but they were also humiliating at the same time. I'm wondering if maybe I got like some kind of a masochistic tendency.
Well, tell us what they were.
Okay, I'm working in a restaurant, and this very, very attractive woman, you know, I work with, she's, you know, a few years younger than me, but kind of like a very hard-nosed, bitchy woman. But I did like her.
We're all turned on already.
Yep, sounds like a delight. Yeah.
So I asked her out. You know, she kept saying no, no. And then one evening we were closing up, you know, a few weeks back, and she says, so, I know you really want me. I go, yeah, I do. She says, well, you're going to do stuff, but what I want.
Right.
She says, get down on your knees and suck my ass.
No, she did not.
She did.
No, I don't believe you.
Sorry.
Really? How old was she?
She's 19, 20, around there.
Really? Was she a waitress there?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm with you. So now you're down on your knees.
And
she's down on her knees?
No, she's bent over on a counter, and I'm down on my knees.
Right.
And I, basically gave her a rim job.
Right.
And it was incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
But it was also kind of humiliating at the same time.
Right.
I mean, I did orgasm, but the only thing it was a rim job.
You orgasmed off a rim job?
Giving it to her, yes.
Wow. That's a ninja-like
concentration. I know the punchline to the story is going to be, and that woman was Kevin
Mason
Smith.
Jar. No, it's going to
no, be I'm thinking, like a Mason jar. I'm thinking he's going to work in the salad bar and maybe some ranch dressing at a certain point in the story.
Mason jar.
What kind of table was she leaning over? Just out of curiosity? Chippendale, something like that?
No, just a run-of-the-mill table in a restaurant. You know.
All right, so why do you call us?
Well, because I just...
to brag, of course.
He's from New Jersey, by the way.
Awesome. So then, I knew I recognized that voice.
Yes, yes. Mark, what? Why are you calling us?
Well, it just seems like kind of bizarre. I'm wondering if this is like...
Yes, it seems kind of bizarre. We would agree.
Mark, yeah. let me say this. From this day forward, anything that you deem bizarre is bizarre. You don't have to bother calling the show anymore. Any more bizarre encounters and rim jobs and spontaneous orgasms because your tongue is halfway up someone's ass. Consider that bizarre and be comfortable with that. All right?
Count your lucky stars, too.
All right. And what else are you going to do? Do you have any further plans with this girl?
Well, I mean, I suspect we're going to have some more encounters.
Right.
Okay. Is that like dating?
No, we don't date.
No, I see.
Just to have encounters in restaurants.
Right. All right, Mark. Enjoy your life.
Thank you.
And remember, you wash your tongue after handling ass. Right? Isn't there a sign somewhere in the back that warns people
for
to
workers,
wash?
Yeah.
It's right above the sneeze guard.
Lava los lingua.
I don't know. We didn't
ask.
Are
people around in the restaurant?
No, he said it's after closing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Those busboys, they get all the ass.
Yeah, really.
Jen?
Yes?
29, what's up?
Actually, I wanted to find out how effective condoms are against STDs. I had seen a show carried on a network saying that they weren't.
They're very effective.
I have a 10-year-old son, and soon enough he will be getting sex ed in school.
They're very effective. There is a... First of all, this is a very complex issue, and you almost have to be a scientist to understand what's being bantered about here. They went ahead and did a large-scale study where they tried to scientifically prove the effectiveness of condoms against multiple sexually transmitted diseases, and they didn't have sufficient data to prove it. They didn't prove it didn't work. They just didn't have sufficient data to prove it did, except for hepatitis and HIV for males. It protected males for sure against those two illnesses. As a matter of fact, in clinical, anyone who practices medicine will tell you it is a very fine barrier. CDC, Institute for Medicine, National Institute of Health, everyone else believes it is a very effective barrier against pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases.
How does that? How do you test for that?
I didn't know the.
I mean, are you having sex with AIDS-infected people?
Yeah, some people are doing that.
Really?
Yeah, people are doing that.
Wow.
And
I mean, they give them to their partners or something, right?
Yeah. But okay. But Adam, here's the group that's saying
not just
condoms.
College students sodomizing AIDS victims, right?
That'd be a tough ethical study to pull off. But
$50 is $50.
Yeah, I know you participate in all, but the guess who the people are that are trying to prove condoms don't work?
I will say the right to life.
Oh, shocking!
Folks.
Shocking! Yeah. Remember, she was in here spouting that stuff out. Remember?
Right. Not that interested in the truth. More interested in talking about why people shouldn't have sex, and it's mainly because they never get laid. Do you ever see these women? They look like Jane Hathaway from the Beverly Hillbillies. It's like, here's really what they should be saying. They're always talking about, you know, Jesus, and they're talking about contraception, and they're talking about right to life. But it's like, look, I'm not getting laid, right. So the world should stop screwing.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Hey, I'd be all right if they just came out and said it that way.
I know. It'd be a lot easier to swallow.
Yeah. There's
no
nothing.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Speaking of that, that is a way it can be transmitted. All right. So condoms good.
Condoms good.
No.
Shock. This just in.
Swallow bad.
Condoms what, very
condom
good.
Condom good. Rim job bad. Where are we so far?
Rim job.
Making
dubious.
Progress.
But I've had to do a lot of public speaking about this condom thing because it inflamed this controversy built on. Just an incomplete study, basically.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, it's been ridiculous.
You would think like condoms were just introduced into the mainstream.
You would think that, it was some sort of nefarious behavior, some sort of nefarious technique people were using that had questionable utility. No.
Why is it that this study wasn't conducted a long time ago?
It's a hard study.
Or has it been?
It's been done. It was a big study to try to prove a few things, and it was inconclusive. It was carried out by a government agency. So.
All right. Wendy?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I actually have two questions.
All right.
One is that I want to go to, a cheap Asian place to go get my bikini line wax.
Right.
And I was wondering if it was actually going to be safe, if I can actually get any type of STDs or something. If they don't clean the tweezers, or if they, you know,
What are they using besides wax when they do these things?
Huh?
I don't know, but this
throw
whole...
it to the girl in the room has been waxed. Right.
Generally,
been waxed.
Don't use tweezers.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the wax, it must get to a really high temperature before they actually apply it.
And then,
so
but
that
then
must
they rip and throw
height.
It all away, right?
You smear it on, they rip
You're
it off.
You're acting like
it
you've never done it. You're like,
I
believe
no, I
it
do.
Gets hot.
I know. I'm like, well,
You've got a Brazilian.
No, I mean, there aren't really
testify.
Tweezers or other instruments used besides
There's no
wax
instrumentation.
And a,
yeah.
No.
Wendy.
Oh, okay. So there's no possible way then?
Yeah. What? Well, here's what. There's something that's curious about this. I don't think most guys know this, but this is the nails, the cuticles, the pedicures, the manicures, the waxing, the bikini stuff. It's exclusively the domain of these Asian women.
Right.
That's right. Part of, exclusively.
Yeah. And that's part of what's confusing me is cheap Asian place where they do
well,
this.
I mean, if I go to a white place, it's going to be like 2 or 3 times more, you know?
We didn't know non-Asians did this.
You're really?
No, like,
white?
The place I'm going to go to, they specialize in nails. They don't even do hair or anything. They just... nails and waxing.
Funny, white guys always charge double or triple for everything. Everything. Want your lawn mower? No,
that's white male.
You want your bikini
Adam,
wax?
White males.
White males are white like, male. That's going to run
that's
you.
That's going to cost you triple.
How much are, what's the Mexicans and the chicks, what do they call it? What do they charge it? How much, what do you say for the lawn? Triple. You get the satisfaction.
My time is valuable. I am white.
You get the peace of mind of knowing that a white guy mowed your lawn. And then a white chick worked on your bikini line.
I find it weird that the waxing and the nails go hand in hand.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm with you on that.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
It shouldn't it be something
who decided
else
that?
Like proctology, gynecology, and waxing. Why
right.
nails?
It's
hair,
the same place.
Waxing.
Yeah. Is it done at the same place?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have like a little back room and you go in there and then they do their thing on you.
Yeah.
Legs in the air, yes.
I'd like to hang out.
Yeah.
You think?
It's brutal.
Did they let you audit those? I mean, like, could I just hang out like it was an acting class?
You know, I did an MTV show that's going to air in a couple weeks called Flip, where this couple was flipped. The guy became a girl and the girl became a guy, and they had a makeup artist come in. And these people, I mean, they were changed. And he had to go through all the beauty stuff and had all the hair ripped off and everything.
Mm-hmm. He got waxed?
Yeah.
Butt wax?
He had multiple, butt, groin, everything. He said eyebrow. He said, "Unbelievable!" He's just crying, sobbing.
Let me,
little baby.
Madame Tussaud does not have enough wax to get the hair from my ass area. I guarantee you that. They'd be like calling a flatbed truck. Back up the wax mobile.
Beep, beep, beep.
I don't understand it. We had 6 months worth of wax in this. All right, Wendy, you can go there and tip the ladies, would you?
Yeah, but I have one more quick question.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Drew signed my Dr. Drew and Adam book last summer at the BSD, and I was just wondering if you guys are going to have, like, another book, like a volume 2 or something.
No, but just buy that one again.
I'm working on a book. I'm working
true
on a
book. Is.
I'm working on a book. It's going to be good.
Cool.
It's going to be good.
It's called Boring is Good.
No. This is going to be very interesting.
All right. All right, Wendy.
Okay.
All right, enjoy Bye. That.
I feel like we're in the 1950s, man. One of the first questions is, do condoms work? And the other one is, what about this waxing I hear so much about?
This newfangled wax material that was just discovered. And I hear stories. There's this place called, like, Pinky Cheeks or something that's around here. It's on Ventura or something. And I hear these stories is where all the playmates go to and everything, where women are like on their back with their knees behind their ears, and the woman's like stuffing stuff up the crack.
Oh, yeah.
Describe, how does it go? You've been there.
Yeah, be more vivid than what just Adam just said.
No,
please. go ahead. Describe
what
it.
Is going on.
Knees in the ears, stuffing
the legs
stuff
over the head.
I think you did audit one of these ones because you know a little bit too much.
I've heard stories. Yeah,
I think this new film.
Real and
terminating here,
and it's sort of like I know this is going to sound horrible.
It would
but
be an excellent film. It's a fish out of water tale. You and a bunch of Asian chicks. You somehow through some court order, you have to wind up doing waxing, kind of get in touch with your feminine side. Your ex girlfriend comes back to you.
You beat a woman or something, and this is your punishment.
Right,
and then you come to realize that
here's the twist. Though I'm
nothing.
Like I'm a total pee hound, but after seeing this for 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, I grow tired of a woman's genitalia and I never want to see it again.
I'm sorry, you can say rim job in the show, you can't say pee?
I don't know if I can say. Are we allowed to say that word?
Yeah, you can.
Pussy hound?
Yeah.
We can?
Yeah.
Really?
All right.
Oh my God.
Are we allowed to say that, Anne?
Yeah.
I think Anne's okay. Yeah,
you can't say piss.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
They just beeped half the show.
Here's my theory about this, and I know it's one of my many racist theories, but I think women... women like the fact that they're sort of little Asian women who speak broken English because it's sort of half person, half sort of alien. You know what I mean? Like, they don't really count. Who are they going to talk to? They're going to run into one of your friends at a party? You don't run in that circle. You'll never see them again. That's what I'm saying.
That's true, but like,
not that they should be killed or anything.
Getting bikini wax, it takes like maybe half an hour. Okay?
Right.
You are talking so much to this woman about anything, your deepest, darkest secrets, because it hurts so badly and your legs are in the air.
Right.
That this woman knows more about me than my husband does, because
right.
you are just trying to kill the time.
Well, that's refreshing.
So, I'm just kidding. Maybe that was an exaggeration.
I'm going to hook up with the wax.
But no, you do kind of like have. I've been going to the same woman to get waxed for like 10 years.
Is she Asian?
No, she's Romanian.
Oh, really?
She just blew the curve right there.
They're mean,
again,
yeah. She's like a gymnastics coach where she like yells, "You hold still."
Yeah. She has a mustache.
Yes.
Wax hot, yes.
She's like,
yes.
"Oh, my husband doesn't understand me." She's like, "Shut up, put her legs up,
good.
Burn."
At least you have husband. You bite on spoon, I pull wax. Here, go.
No, I hold a towel like this.
Really?
And twisty, yeah.
I once.
It's amazing.
Waxed Ceausescu's mustache.
But you know what? I love it. That's the same thing is that I love it. I love to get bikini waxed.
Yeah, really. It's a certain like endorphin rush with the pain pleasure sort
like,
of thing.
And you're like 10 pounds lighter.
Oh, that's nice.
Aerodynamic.
That's
move
right.
through the air without that drag.
See? James?
No, it's a good thing.
Hey, how you doing?
You're 23.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I wanted to ask Kevin a question. I didn't have a chance to. I actually met him about a month and a half ago in
LA. All right,
LA.
Hold on one second, Kevin. Yeah.
What?
We got to go to break.
Really?
Yeah, I got to.
We got to make a phone call?
I got an emergency call, yeah.
You can't go a minute and a half, Drew. You know this part of the argument is going to take at least the time to call.
I know, but it is actually time for us to leave. Look at the clock, and we'll come right back. And he'll get it. James will get an emergency.
Oh.
James
this is
very uncomfortable.
I know, but I know it's not going to be a real emergency.
Slapping each other very
James
soon.
Will get his chance to talk to Kevin. All right, we'll be back.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call them at 1-800-LOVE-191.